All right, let's go ahead and jump back into it. Last time on Herding Dragons, you all finished your business with the Banshee of the Moor, or, you know, Sincerity's long-lost, not-so-long-lost love, and you made your way to Cragmaw Castle, knowing that the Black Spider herself was heading that way, and that Gundren Rockseeker, Melf the Meth Wizard, and Clarg the Bugbear were also at Cragmaw Castle. So you made your way there post-haste. As you arrived, you kind of scoped out the area and found that this particular tribe of goblins had been agrarianizing. They were engaging in very minor agricultural stuff by growing corn and, you know, other grains around the area, as well as raising some pigs and sheep and other small livestock.
Jesus.
And also worshiping Jesus. They seem to have formed a well ordered goblin society, and you all hatched a plan to get inside, knowing that your friend Gundren, well, not friend, work associate, Gundren Rockseeker should be inside, and tried to maybe hatch a plan to purchase him or bargain for him at the very least. Satch turned into a sheep and was herded around by a local goblin sheep herder in order to kind of scope out the area, while Sincerity, Simi, and Gak formed, let's call it, I don't know, Operation Face. You guys walked right up to the front and claimed to have business with King Groll, the king of these so-called, well, I guess they're not so-called, they are goblins, the king of these goblins. And you were unsuccessful at first, however, the goblins let slip that you needed a written note from the king in which Sincerity was able to quickly fake, and most goblins being illiterate, and these guards being no exception, looked at the paper and saw what looked like scribblings and took what you were saying at face value. You then were able to gain entrance into Cragmaw Castle and made your way through the dining hall. Well, most of you, Loyalty and Sincerity, made your way through the dining hall where Gak, hearing goblinly hymns of his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, took a different route, and Gak was eventually able to find, like he mentioned earlier, a small sect of practicing Catholics, and you kind of made quick friends, and you did the goblin handshake, which is, you know, grab your balls and fart into your hand, give a nice little wave about. While Loyalty and Sincerity eventually found their way to what they believed to be the king's room, knocked on the door, and you were greeted with a very hostile go away, followed by a very confused realization that after you are adventurers, and when King Groll realized you were adventurers, thought that you had murdered your way up to this door and refused to open it, but turns out you hadn't, you know, surprisingly, actually had not murdered your way to the door, you were able to go back and get that original goblin, Gil the Guard, Gil the Goblin Guard, to come back with you to tell King Groll that everybody in the castle was indeed safe. Once you did that, King Groll informed you that your friend Gundren was being held in the northeastern quadrant of the castle, being tortured for information about some cave. Also, that he had made alliances, he being King Groll had made alliances with someone called the Black Spider, but was coming to regret that because he really wants his goblin society to actually trade with a local human settlement, but it being filled with racist meth heads has been previously unsuccessful. So, King Groll agreed to release all of the hostages and allow you to take Gundren Rockseeker if you got rid of the meth wizard and the Black Spider, and then you gave a good word with him and his goblin friends in with Harbin Wester and the nearby Phandalin government. Taking this as a pretty good deal, you all decided to plan your attack on the northeast room of the Crackmaw Castle. So, last episode we did end on everybody about to storm the door. Everybody's in place. You haven't been noticed yet. You did hear some you know, whisperings, or I guess some... You were able to overhear some sounds of some torturing in that room, but you have not yet busted in. So, before we roll initiative, and we can actually go ahead and roll initiative, is there anything else that you all would like to be doing before you enter combat? You have the jump on whoever is in this room. You're still in that preparation stage, and so is there anything you would like to do?
I am healed from our last encounter with the Banshee, right?
Yes, it did. Everybody has gained the benefits of a full rest. You essentially, it took like a 2-day ride from the Banshee's Moor to Cragmaw Castle. So one overnight, 2 days of ride. So you got a full rest.
All right. Wasn't able really to like participate last time, but I was able to hear. So I wanted to do a couple things prior to while we were waiting.
Okay.
I don't know how long did me and Satch wait outside before it was a go team, right?
I mean, the timeline is a little ambiguous because there was some time that, you know, where they were approaching the door, they were talking with Gil, they had to go back to get Gil after talking with King Groll. So you have some time to play with. What were you thinking?
Well, I was thinking I wanted to do a clairvoyance and put an eye into the room.
Okay. So how long does that? There. Yeah. How long does that take to cast?
10 minutes.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. You. I'm not going to penalize you for having bad service for last game, but no, I can. You can say that well before you guys hit go. You put a clairvoyant spell in there, and you said you wanted to do an eye.
Yeah.
Or like the visible.
Yeah. Well, I could switch. Yep. I could switch from eye to hearing. So once I don't know. Can you create like a token that I could just drop in the room?
Sure.
Because I'm outside, that way it'll give me that visibility. Cool. And you might save that just because I want to use it for.
I assume we have our telepathic bond up.
Absolutely.
Right.
Since we're going to be fighting wizards, I'm going to go ahead and cast Magic Circle. I'll wait until right before we bust in. I'm sorry, not Magic Circle, a Circle of Power.
Thing that I really hated last time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, link it for me again, just so. Cool, okay. So it's either all or nothing, and you get advantage on magical saving throws. Cool.
Can I also cast a spell? I want to cast Crusader's Mantle.
All right, what is Crusader's Mantle? And absolutely, yes, you can cast it. Okay. Holy power radiates from you in an aura of 30-foot radius, awakening boldness and friendly creatures. Until the end of the spell, the aura moves with you, centered on you. In the aura, non-hostile creatures, including you, deals an extra 1d4 radiant damage when it hits with a weapon attack. Okay, cool. Let's just go ahead and set you up with a little radius. Did I do that? Oh, there it is. Okay, it is a 30-foot radius. Cool. And then the other one, man, Circle of Power is also the same type of thing, huh? It just emanates from you. Okay. Yep. Cool. Let me just put an aura on you. You seem like a light blue kind of aura. Cool. All right. So before we get going, Titanius, with your clairvoyance spell, you pop your sensor into that room. You probably look through the little arrow slit, point your finger in there, and like place the sensor about middle of the room.
I don't think you have to actually see. You just have to like place it somewhere. It's like you can put it on the other side of a door, even if you can't see there. As long as it's semi-known. So yeah, I'm just going to place it in the room. Yeah.
Okay. You place it in the room. You focus your, I guess you don't really, your circuitry, and you tune to the wavelength of that clairvoyance spell. And you see a very rough-looking dwarf, very scraggly, covered with dirt, really downtrodden, blood kind of mixed in with his hair, and dirt like has covered the wounds, is and on top, like chained to the wall, and very close to him holding two giant battle axes, and slowly just letting them slide down the dwarf's skin, is this enraged looking bugbear, which you would recognize to be Clark, the alpha male of the cave that you all displaced his leadership and made him run away. And
I'm hearing, I'm hearing feedback from Satch's mic.
How are you?
Yeah, I don't know if anybody else is hearing it, but every time you're talking, I hear his mic.
A little echo.
Go off.
I do hear it.
Okay. Wow.
You might want to mute your mic, McGee.
Okay. Thanks, Paul. Okay, you also see, Clark the bugbear just letting the weight of his battle axes rest on the skin of Gundren as he just kind of slowly backs away, and it just like slices down his arms, and Gundren like kind of, oh, that hurt, is that the best you got? Oh god, yeah. And then you see a very methy looking wizard, very toothy, like meaning he has like three teeth total, kind of yellow eyes, kind of like all buggy, and he's wearing like a Gandalf robe, but it's like very disheveled. There are patches and holes in it, and it like smells really bad, which you've never actually seen. Well, actually, Loyalty and Sincerity saw this, but you would guess this to be Melf. And Melf is kind of like, oh, hold on now. He kind of think he, it looks like he's lacking that. Look, we gotta. Oh, wait, I guess you don't hear anything. You hear him, you see their mouths moving.
Yeah. Okay. But we don't see a third person?
Well, there is Gundren, Clark, and Melf. That's three.
Okay. But no black spider.
You do not see a black spider.
Okay, and I'm going to share this imagery with the Rarys, through the Rarys, so that everyone knows that two of our three people we're looking for are here.
Can you guys hear me okay now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I think my other earbud had activated in its case, and so it was getting like a weird echo. So Satch is going to cast Summon Beast and get a flyer, and then is going to bring its familiar in, have his familiar on his back, and then wild shape into a monkey.
Okay.
And I don't know if you want me to go ahead and roll a stealth or not, because I'm going to try and sneak in through the window.
Like before?
Are you doing that before the
I'm just saying that if I'm going to be like sneaking and like hanging onto the wall, do I need to roll a sneak now?
Yes, please.
I'm not going in yet. I'm just like outside the window, like on the wall, you know, creeper style.
Can I?
I got an 18 on the die plus 12, so 30.
30, nice. Okay, sorry. Hold on one second, guys. Okay, sorry. One second. Got to pause. Right. But everybody, go ahead and roll initiative if you have not already.
16.
5.
And then 1.14.
All right. And then one other thing I wanted to do before, like just before the breach, is to cast silence in that room. I lose everyone? Hello?
I can hear you.
Oh.
He had to take a pause real quick. He said he'll be right back.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, no worries. So weird. I was just waiting with bated breath.
Hey guys, sidebar, Rarys. Should I cast silence or no? Because that would prevent Mel from casting a lot of spells. What's it? 20 feet.
I got a dirty 30 on my stealth, bro. So
it's 20 feet. It would cover that entire, if I centered it in the area, if I centered it like where my Titanius in the room is at, it would...
I cannot see your Titanius in the room.
Oh, so...
But...
If I center it basically here, it would cover this entire tower all the way out.
Does it permeate through walls? Because if it's doing that, then I'm not going to be able to cast any spells into the room. If you can center it like outside the wall here, so that the edge of it is at this door, and I can like stand outside and pop Eldritch Blasts from inside, or from just outside the other door.
Yeah, let me draw a shape here and see. What color should Silence be? Let's make it red.
It's golden, actually.
Oh, that's
that's
brilliant. Too bad.
Thank you.
Craig, too bad.
Make a note.
yeah. Retcon, you know.
I'll give you my player inspiration.
Yeah.
I think I already have one. Oh, no, I might have given it away.
I think I get it right there, right?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, player inspiration. I forgot about that.
So what is this?
Yeah, that's something I started doing because it encourages people to, like, to give it to someone else, right? Like, it was like, and so then, like, and then Neil was, like, digging it. So he's like, yeah, I'll do it.
Dude, it's so much fun.
Pretty sweet.
What did I say? 20-foot. So 20-foot sphere would be 4 squares across, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. I thought it was a 20-foot radius.
So that would be 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, I could do that. It might... Anyway, okay. So, I'm still going to do that then.
Okay, so I'm back now. Thank you, everybody. So what, Titanius, what are you measuring and what for?
Just prior to breach, I'm going to cast silence in the room.
Okay, so is that going to be...
As a ritual, so...
That will be the trigger for everybody to breach? Yep. Okay.
Yeah, how's that? As soon as the silence goes up, breach.
Okay, so... Yeah. Silence, and then you'll let everybody know via Riri's to jump in.
Go, 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 go.
Okay, cool. So go ahead.
I just wanted to, because they're in this area, I wanted to sneak in a little closer so that we were actually ready to breach as well.
That's fine. You're successful enough at doing that. I'll just move y'all into here.
I think Sincerity doesn't actually have vision. I think it's just since I can see through Loyalty's token. I just noticed.
Interesting. Okay, hold on. Yep, Sincerity, you don't have vision. Sincerity, as you kind of enter into this, like, it's a door. It's like a room before the room. You kind of look over to the right, and you see King Groll with, like, holding, like, a massive owlbear in, like, his hands, like, by a leash. And he kind of, like, gives you the thumbs up. Okay. Is there anything else?
Just real quick, does my bat pick up any invisible people? Like, between the images my bat is sending me and the images that I'm seeing with my eyes looking through the window, do I see any discrepancies between the two images? Like, someone who's invisible, kind of?
How would what your bat would be sending you? Because they're using echolocation?
It has echolocation, yeah. It wouldn't. As soon as the silence goes off, I can't use that. Like, he's blacked out.
All right.
But until then.
If you want your bat, you're gonna have to make a bat stealth check to get that information.
Okay. It's okay. Yeah. No worries, man.
Gak is gonna squeak out a. I'm not there yet. I'm coming.
I got a 19 on the die. Right there.
That's so yeah. Nice. Okay. I'll allow it.
I don't know what the bat stealth is. It's not very good. I don't think.
Yeah, but a 19 on the dice. The second best you can do. So, Gak, you actually... King Groll kind of called out to the rest of the goblins that it's actually a bomb drill. So they've a lot of goblins have actually run into this room with you and the other practicing Gatholics. And they've started to kind of like huddle and like put their hands over their heads and like crouch on around the edges of the room. How are you getting back to your people?
They say, brother Gak, you must abide by King Kroll. We keep your head down. It's a bomb drill.
Actually, I'm a special employee, certified magic police, and I hold up my badge.
Oh, wow!
All the goblins in the room like, wow.
Okay, contractor. You're freelancer, huh?
Yeah, no time to chat. I gotta go.
Wow.
All right, so you run out of the room.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how to get back to them.
Okay.
I'm screaming into the we have like a tether.
No, you have like a. It's like a mental walkie-talkie or a mental.
Yeah, I'm like. I put my hand on my ear, like I'm talking into a walkie-talkie or something, right? And yeah, so I need instructions. How do I get to the room?
I don't know, Gak. Like we took a right from the main hall and then followed that through the mess hall like we were told to do. And then
great. Which one is that? Right, left, which one is that?
Sincerity looks down at his hand. I don't know how to explain this to you.
You can send send mental images.
Nice.
Send him the
so
image
Sincerity
of your
will send
the
image
he walks
of
there.
His hand. And he'll do it pointing at his left hand. That's the left, or, this is the right one. We took a right. right when we walked in. I think you took a left.
Right. And so he's like doing this and he's showing me himself, right? As an image pointing in the direction.
Yeah.
All right. And since I'm looking at it in the reverse, I'm doing it the opposite. Like you're doing stage left and I'm doing actual left.
I would have showed you the vision of from my own eyes.
Yeah, but Gak mistakes it as stage left.
I see. Anyway.
All right, Gak, make me just a luck check. Roll a straight d20.
16. Maybe I get like a ghost drive, like a ghost car that takes me there, you know?
No, not a ghost car. You just get a little lucky. So Gak, I'll say you actually go, you do mistake left for stage left. And so you come through these goblins and you actually go through this door, open this door for you. And you come out into this hallway, right about the time that you can see probably Loyalty or Smee just walking through this door up here. So you make it back to him without much issue.
Okay.
Okay. But you all know that just beyond this door is where all the baddies are. And now Satch, I haven't forgotten about you and your bat. You stick your bat, like you like your bat doesn't fly into the room. It like slowly climbs up the rock and just like peeks its head over and like as it like echolocates into the room. Is not caught, and then sends you the reverse image, and then you kind of like stealth up behind it, and then you just kind of like, yep, and then like you just like compare them, you know, with your lizard eyes. You have bimodal eyes, so like one's looking down at the image that your bat sends you and one's looking at the room. There is an outline of a woman standing right next to Gundren that is unable to be visible.
I send it to everybody like a picture. Yeah, I'm like, there's an invisible person right next to them. They look like Carmen Sandiego.
They actually do. They do, actually. It's like full leathers and like a hat and like it's like pulled down. And I don't think your bat can see in color, but it might be red.
No.
I was also going to activate my hat of See Invisible. It lasts for an hour. It doesn't require concentration as well.
Where did you get that?
You gave it to me.
Who gave it? I don't know. I don't know him.
Well, I actually had what's his name? The incel, Morden Kanan.
Morden Kanan. I love that he's just been reduced to the incel.
That's how you betrayed him, is the incel.
No, I get it. Like, he gave you a see invisibility hat?
No, it was a dual minds disguised self, but I said, I don't need disguised self, can I switch it to see invisible? And you said yes.
You know what? I'm going to find the guy that allowed you to have that, and I'm going to kick his ass after the session. But you know what? We'll just keep moving on. You activate your hat of checks, notes, see invisible without concentration. Anyway. Cool. Yeah, you just tip your hat.
Well, no, the spell itself doesn't require. Yeah, but
you tip your hat.
Yes.
Lady.
All right. Are we ready to go?
So before we breach, I'll finish the casting of my Circle of Power, and then perhaps the first thing I should do is try to dispel magic on the invisible creature. If y'all want to like wait in this first turn for me to do that before you do anything else, since you know Melf is a crazy like it wild card, but I feel like the Black Spider is the main person we are after here, who we don't want to escape. So maybe
you want it. If you cast Dispel Magic, it might dispel the silence, though, right?
So hold on.
The silence. I've been doing a ritual of the silence. So
I can choose one creature, object, or magical effect within range.
Okay.
So I'll just choose the magical effect of the whatever invisibility is affecting that creature, and not your silence.
Yep. Right. And you know where she is because of Satch's bat.
Yep.
All right. I think I'm ready. Anybody else ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just gonna.
You're the one with the countdown for the silence spell.
Okay. Silence in 3, 2, 1.
Breach.
Breach. All right, so let me draw the silence on here. So
yeah, draw the silence. The Titanius gives you the countdown on Riri's telepathic bond. You are all positioned in your your breach positions as you are. But we are gonna go ahead and enter into initiative. It is a surprise round that you all have been able to get the jump on these people. So we will act in initiative order. They will just, the surprise creatures will not get to go. So Satch, you are actually first. You see the silence spell go through the room. You probably were had a front row view to it since you were peeping in through the through the hole. I believe you said you turned into a monkey and you were coming in, right?
Yes. My bird is actually, I'm standing on my bird's back outside the window. The bird is going to wait outside. That's my exit if shit goes south, you know. But I am going to go ahead and enter into the room.
Quick question.
And, yes.
Do you have your Thor's hammer?
Yes.
Okay. You would have realized this before. Your Thor's hammer head is probably not going to fit through the arrow slit.
Oh, I thought they shrunk. I thought they shrunk down to my size. Like, that's, you said magic item shrink to fit the wearer. That's how I've been operating using the monkey like the entire time. So
I've been imagining the hammer stays the same. You're just able to wield it. However,
okay. That's fine. No worries.
Just to let you know, and not to keep that going, there is a door right over here, which you probably would have found.
Well, I don't technically need to have the hammer. I just need to be attuned to it. So I will just have it merge with me because I'm going to be using my daggers for this one.
Okay, cool.
So there's a door over here? Another door?
Yeah, over on the north side.
Do we know where it goes?
Satch, sneaking around, and with Echo Locate, would have figured it out.
It goes to the outside?
Even Titanius, you looking through this arrow slit, you see there's two doors that you can enter into this room with.
So from the outside, can we see this door outside, if we're on the other side of the tower? Because it doesn't look like, it looks like it's blocked from outside. Okay.
You should be able to.
I'm not able to get
that
to
is
the door
my
from outside.
Okay. Let me pull you in.
So we're able to get to this door if we needed to.
Yes.
Is it, and the door is open or closed?
I opened it, but it's, for all intents and purposes, closed.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and position myself.
Right there. Yeah, that's fine. Before we really get going, that's what I'm allowing you all to do. Like, position yourselves in the best possible area. But Satch is going to...
I'll do the window.
Well, I'm fine with the window.
Okay. I guess I'll guard the door, I guess.
Awesome. All right. Well, Satch transforms into a monkey, weasels through the room, or into the room.
And I'm going to go ahead and, I just needed to scroll something on my sheet real quick. There it is. Okay, so it's the first round of combat. So, my speed is increased by 10 feet, in addition, and I'm also climbing. Mm-hmm. So my speed currently is 50, and... Start a combat, my walking speed until the end of that turn. If I take an attack action on that turn, I'm going to make one additional. I get four attacks in my first turn. I cannot see the spider, so I do have disadvantage, but they can't see me. So I have advantage, so I'm just going to do a straight roll for that first shot.
Correct, they cannot see you.
I got an 11 plus 10, 21, and that is the sharpshooter.
So, to hit. 21 you said?
Yes.
1 second.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, hold on.
That's my AC.
I hit myself.
Well, damn. Yeah, you hit.
Oh! Excellent. Nobody
shows up, though. Your dagger disappears.
It's connected by a mithril, like rope or whatever, that the artificer had made for me. It's the infernal dagger.
Are you holding on to that?
Yeah.
Then, Satch, you disappear.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
You are invisible.
I can deal with this. So I'm going to... Oh, sorry, the damage. It's 2d4 plus 25. So 6 plus 25 is 31. And then they need to give me a con saving throw. DC 17.
Con save plus 3. 8. That's probably not good enough to save, huh?
Nope. I got 9 and 6 is 15 and 2 is 17. Another 5, 22 poison damage. And they are poisoned for 1 minute. And then I'm going to yank it back. And the... I forgot the D8 on that. It was a 2. It was a 2 I rolled. It looked cocked, but like as I picked it up, I knew it wasn't cocked. It was a 2. Mm-hmm. Plus nothing. Just an additional 2 on. Sorry, I'm juggling some dice here. I'm going to go ahead and roll my second one, which I'm guessing because I'm making another attack. I'm yanking my thing back out, and I'm guessing she can see me at that point.
Yep.
So I'm going to go ahead, and it will be disadvantaged because
she is still invisible. Yep.
Does a 20 hit? I'll just go ahead and roll that.
Hold on.
So close.
Hold on. No.
Does
see,
it?
It does. I told myself on the last roll that I was going to stop using these stupid internet dice because they rolled shittily. I forgot I was going to do that. I'd even pulled out my own real dice over here. And then I rolled on the shitty online dice and I rolled on that one. So no, it hits. It hits for sure. Again.
Nice. So 29 points of piercing damage and then another DC 17 poison save. Yeah, I mean, they're still poisoned, but this is poison damage.
Times 3. Nope. Okay, I'm not counting that. I didn't look at what it rolled. I accidentally rolled the shitty online dice. I didn't look at it. I'm gonna roll this dice.
Okay.
I got a 15. Aha, and I rolled a 9 on the shitty online dice.
So I got another, it's 3 and 3 is 6. I think that's a 3. It's an 8. 3 and 8 is 11. And then another 15 is 26 points of poison damage, and they're poisoned for a minute. I'm going to go ahead and roll my third attack. Disadvantage, sorry. Does a 14 hit?
It does not.
Okay. My fourth one, and this will be my last one, and then we're just done with my shenanigans for the... does a 16 hit?
It does not.
Okay. I am leaving the dagger stuck in her. And I guess I probably should have done this at the beginning, but I will. No, I won't. Zephyr. No, I don't have anything with concentration up. So yeah, I will go and Zephyr Strike, and then that's my turn.
Are you in the silence though?
Oh, I am in the silence, so I can't Zephyr Strike. I will climb out the window because I have 50 feet of movement.
Mm-hmm.
I will climb out the window, and I will get Zephyr Strike.
There you go.
And then I'll just hang out there for a minute. And my thing is still connected to her. It's just, you know, around the corner of the window.
Mm-hmm. And you are invisible.
That's my turn. And yes.
If you are still holding the mithril tether while there is a dagger still in the black spider, you are invisible.
Excellent. Thank you.
That's your turn, right? No more?
Yes, that's my turn. I am all done. No more of my BS for this turn.
You guys don't hear anything because it's a silence, taking away my comedic relief, but that's fine. Smee, you're up.
All right, so Smee only showed up in-game 20 minutes ago. She's not real sure what's going on, but she's aware that there's an attack going on, and she's all for it. So she's going to move into the room, and right here, and she's going to slice this guy with her longsword.
All right, roll the hit.
Ooh, 24.
24. Does not hit. You run in and you go to swing. Actually, roll with advantage because he would be surprised.
18.
Still does not hit. So you go in and you go to slice at this meth wizard. And you can actually see as you get closer, it looks like there's like 3 of him. And you go to slash one of them and you cut through this like illusory image. And the image disappears as your blade cuts it. It looks like there's 2 of him now.
Oh, okay. Smee is thinking maybe she's drunk again.
Is she?
I mean, she's always drunk. But she normally doesn't see double or triple. She's going to try once again with the longsword, try to hit the same guy.
All right, roll the hit. No longer with advantage. Okay, 25. 25 misses. And you slash You slash away, and it looks like there's another illusory image that you cut through, and it fades away. And now it looks like there's one of him, but it's kind of like a blurry one of him.
Okay, well, at least we're down to one. Then Smee's gonna use the rest of her movement to come back out of the room.
Okay.
And that's it for Smee.
Okay, Melf, you did get into range with him.
Opportunity Melf. Attack with their reaction.
Yep, is their reaction.
But they're surprised, so I don't think they have that.
That's actually true. They are surprised they don't have their reaction. Thank you. So he cannot fight back as you run away. Titanius, you are up.
I'm going to move to the door here.
Okay.
And the door's open.
Object interaction to make it such.
Yeah. And I think I'm going to do something I haven't done before. Let me try this.
No. None of that.
I'm going to slip something new in there.
I just fucking died.
Titanius commits Harry Carey.
I'm going to do a Ray of Enfeeblement on this Clark guy.
Read me what a Ray of Enfeeblement does. Does it just do damage?
There it is.
On a target, on a hit, a target deals only half damage with a weapon attack that uses strength. And Clark is a big ol' meaty strong boy. Okay, so it is a DC 18 con save.
Right.
All right, he's got +6 to his con. He's pretty.
Yeah.
He's pretty constituted.
Yeah, that's a downside of that one.
Ooh, 19 on the dice. He is too strong for your feeble Ray of Enfeeblement.
Okay. Yeah.
And I don't want to be a buzzkill, but that's a Ray of Enfeeblement. The silence spell, and then also see.
I'm outside of it.
Invisible.
I'm outside.
Well, you're outside.
Concentration.
Of silence. Oh, yeah, silence is not a concentration.
Okay. Yeah. So you're
call that a drop.
I thought you got up.
No.
Yeah. And silence actually, not being concentration.
But no, it is, isn't it? I think it is.
Okay, then you would have three, wouldn't you?
No. Oh, sorry. I had dropped the clairvoyant, by the way. So there's no point.
Well, not the clairvoyance, but I thought you had the sea invisibility.
Yes,
but it doesn't require concentration.
No, it's the spell itself doesn't require concentration.
Oh, okay.
So the only thing I got going on is the silence,
and then it would have been the enfeeblement, but that didn't pull.
Oh, it's got concentration.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't done it before.
Unless you have that thinking cap, which
I do.
The one that has two concentrations.
Yeah, that's I have a dual minds / see invisible hat.
Okay, so are you going to use? Anyway, you're gonna have to use that to either that, or you're going to lose your silence when you cast Ray of Enfeeblement.
Well, yeah, that's I would have done that, but it didn't work, so I don't. There's no point. I only have silence going.
Yeah, I think if it was successful, he would have to choose which one to keep.
Gotcha. Okay,
on.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right.
I had the dual minds hat. I would be able to keep, but
yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else on your turn? That was your action.
Yeah, I'm going to. Where's the spider?
It looks like there is a puddle of blood right here.
I don't see anything.
Oh, did it not ping? How's that? Right here.
Right here.
Puddle of blood. Okay. Right here. Yep.
With 2 footprints in it, right?
Yeah, that aren't bloody.
I'll go ahead and give her a telekinetic shove.
Okay. Roll with disadvantage.
No.
Oh, wait, it's a DC?
Don't what? Why'd you say don't?
Oh, I was going to dispel magic on that.
Oh, yeah.
She's somewhere else, I can't.
Never mind. I will give Clark the shove. He's got a strength, so... what do I have? I have my bonus action, right? You know, I think I will give Melf a shove.
Melf, okay.
DC 15 strength save.
19 on the dice.
All right.
Okay. So move. That is the end of your turn. Sincerity, you are up.
Sincerity is going to step up to the doorway and cast Dispel Magic on the area where the black spider is supposed to be. He's going to cast it at 4th level.
Read me, could you link me Dispel Magic?
Yeah.
All right. questions for other DMs in the group. The magical effect is coming from an item, which is, I think, specifically magic items, not an object. But you're targeting the magical effect of invisibility.
So, I mean, if you're targeting the invisibility, like, I don't, and that's the thing is about invisibility, is like, you can't see it. You know what I mean? Like, so it's, so even though you know it's there, you know what I mean? Does it say a magical effect you can see, or just a magical effect?
Just a magical effect. Yeah.
Yeah, it might do it. I don't know.
Okay.
It's up to you.
I know, it's kind of a gray area, because it says magic object, but it doesn't say magic item. In reading the magic item that is causing the invisibility effect, I think that it inherently has a kind of like a dormant state. It's a cloak of invisibility, and it can only be used for a minute at a time, or up to two
hours. Yeah, so deactivate it, and then...
Yeah, for that time, and then reactivate after 12 hours.
Yeah, they can reactivate. Exactly.
And fourth level, shit, yeah, I'll say that's high enough that...
That should knock out greater invisibility as well.
Yeah. So let's move this back to the token layer. You see a woman dressed like Carmen San Diego, but in all black. And she kind of looks around in bewilderment, surprise even, as you open the door and you've pointed at her and you've dispelled her invisibility. She mouth agape. Obviously mouths the words "go fuck yourself," but because she's in the silence, there's nothing can be heard, and she like points, she like realizes that she can't be heard, so she points over at you and then does like the little finger across her throat, and then like the whole like pretends to like hang or like be hanging in like a noose and a rope, and then points at you and then does the whole like boom, like rude gesture, like rude flex at you, because she's in a silence and she can't express herself verbally. But it is your turn.
And then Sincerity is going to target her with a hex, and he's going to hex her dexterity, and he's going to offload that onto the hat.
Okay, cool. Hat. Hex for dex. Could be a campaign slogan for a warlock. Okay, I'll put
and
hex.
And then Sincerity is going to step off to the side here. And okay, that's my turn.
All right, yep. Cool. The black spider emotes surprise because she has the surprised condition. Melf emotes surprise as well. They do a nice little miming sequence between the two of them of really acting shocked and surprised because they have the surprised condition. Gackthaniel, you are up.
Gack, not wanting to be late to the party, rushes in, and he'll push past everyone. I can't move past
him. You're clicking the door instead of your token.
Yeah. Okay. I'm in here. Alright. Is this the invisible one?
Okay.
Yeah, the one right... Well, no, the one that was formerly invisible, yeah.
Am I the only one in this room other than Satch?
Yep. And Gundren, and Clarg, and Melf.
Fuck.
First in, last out.
Yeah.
All right, I yell, magic police, get down on the ground.
No words come out of your mouth as you have entered into the silence. But, Gak, as you actually run into this room and round upon the black spider, her surprise turns from surprise, like anger at Sincerity for having dispelled her magic, to surprise terrified in that, oh my god, this rabid goblin is flying at my face. But
yeah, and so
again,
go ahead and
no, there's no the sound. There's no sound. It's completely silent. Like everybody looking.
I'm gonna yell and enter into a rage.
Again, there's no sound. You enter into a rage, a very quiet rage.
I as a bonus action, I drop a pin.
Again, there's no sound. You can't even hear a pin drop.
That would be an object interaction, technically.
It just fell out of his loincloth.
Where was it? Who knows?
It's probably holding some
so
stitching.
I'm gonna go ahead and wind up an attack here with the Great Weapon Master and the Halberd.
Okay, go ahead and roll the hit. You gonna go reckless too?
Yeah. So I
and then,
yep. That's again.
Well,
It's a quiet crit, but yeah, you did crit all over them.
Did I roll another dice? It already rolled one in there.
And then loyalty spell also gives you 1d4 radiant damage, but I think that would be 2d4.
Yep, don't forget the radiant damage.
The additional 4, so 20, yeah. So 33. Is there an additional damage that I need to roll?
I think it would 33. Be 43, because it'd be 19, and then it looks like you got another 20 from the crit.
Yep, which would be, 29 plus 4, 43 points of damage. Jesus, also.
All right, and then I have a second attack.
Okay, roll this. You cut like this. It looks like this person's wearing like very magical armor. You make a serious dent in the side, and her mouth like her eyes go wide, and like it again. There's no sound. I can't tell you what she sounds like. I can only tell you what she looks like. She looks like she's in a lot of pain. A lot of pain.
Does a 19 hit?
19, yes, sorry, it does hit.
He'll take an additional 30 points of damage. Did I roll that radiant damage again?
Yeah, just a d4.
Yeah, just one d4.
Yeah, so just 32 points.
Oh my god, okay. Minus 32. A little bit of blood starts to seep out from the... From under the armor.
Lastly, as I'm gonna yell out into the silence, stop resisting.
Motion's like, what? I can't, like, they like point to their ears, like they can't hear you. Clarg emotes surprise as well. And then we are up to loyalty.
Whoa. I'm gonna run in so I can see. And then, I can see the black spider.
Yep. Bleeding.
I'm going to swing at her with my luck blade.
Alright, roll to hit.
29.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Can I roll a d4 radiant damage?
Yeah, because it says including you.
2.
Okay, so 22 total.
And I rolled another 29.
Okay, that one still hits.
An additional 2 radiant damage, so 19 more.
19. All right. Blood starts to seep a little bit faster out of the wounds.
And that's my turn.
All right. Back to the top of the round. Surprise conditioned ends. Melf, Black Spider, and Clarg lose that look of shock and awe in their face, and it is replaced with looks of determination, anger, and craziness with a little bit of meth. But Satch, you are up. You have yourself muted.
Excellent. Satch is gonna go ahead. So she's poisoned, so disadvantage on ability checks and attacks. So I'm gonna go ahead and come in through the window. And I'm just gonna rush her and I'm gonna attempt to grapple her. Which one is her?
Right there. The one that looks like the rogue. All black leathers. Black on black on black. Yeah. Middle of the room.
Okay. Cool. I'm gonna attempt to grapple. And so I can see her, so it's not a disadvantage for me, but she has disadvantage because she's poisoned.
Yep. No, she's... I got a 14 I don't know plus how 18. I can put this. She's not in a good place right now. 14 plus 18, 22?
Okay, cool.
Or 32? Yes. That hits.
Yes. I'm going to go ahead and while I'm holding her, I'm going to start kicking the guy with the battle axes. Or not kicking, rather, using my... In my mind, like, I was picturing, like, you know, grabbing... But I forgot I have forearms. Mm-hmm. So I have, like, you know, I have her grabbed, but at the same time, one of my other arms is going to be like, face, you know?
All right, so she is... she's grappled, for sure.
Okay.
And hexed.
And which one is the... Who is this guy? Is that the guy with the axe?
No, that guy's looks like a wizard, like a homeless wizard.
Is that the guy with the axe?
No, that's the black spider that you have grappled.
Oh, okay. Right on. Sorry, my bad.
The ragey-looking guy to the north is the guy in the corner? The two axes. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Actually, you know what? I was gonna grab him, too. Yeah.
All right.
15 plus... 18, so 33.
Yep, alright, you've got both of them grappled.
Excellent. So that's two hands. I got them grappled, and the other two hands are on my shields. But Satch has other things that she can do.
Yeah, you're pretty full up. What you got?
I'm gonna bite him. I'm gonna bite him in the face.
Okay. All right.
I got an 18 plus 10, so 28.
Which one are you biting in the face? Strong bully or black spider? I guess
black spider. Yeah. Okay. It just seems more appropriate, right?
Yeah. Okay. Roll the hit. Or roll the damage. Sorry, that did hit.
It was I got a D5 plus 10. Or sorry, D5. D6. I got 5 plus 10. Sorry, I was saying the number as I was like thinking of it. Mm-hmm. But I got a 5 on a D6 plus 10. So 15 points of piercing damage. And I will go ahead and I'm going to try and like drag her away from her circle. By virtue of moving, and then whatever you want to make me roll for that, like, I don't know how that works. Like, my strength is like 30. I don't know if I can drag her.
You're gonna have to make two contested strength, or actually one contested strength check to try to move with both of your grappled people.
Okay,
and they are gonna resist. Okay. Try to resist.
She has disadvantage, but he doesn't. Yeah.
All right, roll me a strength check.
22. I rolled a D4. Then it's a strength check or it's an athletics?
Athletics.
So I got a 4 plus 18. 22.
You are able to move with the black spider, doing so, Clark breaks out of your grasp.
Okay, no worries. That's fine. Does he get an attack of opportunity on me?
If you move out of his...
moving out of his... space. What are these doors over there? Is that what that is?
Yeah, you can see Titania.
That was a single. Is that door open?
I believe so.
I'm gonna drag her out of the room.
Okay, I think
he would get an opportunity.
Yeah, I think you can move up to half your movement now.
Yeah, I have a bonus action. I'm a rogue, second level bonus action move. Okay. So then I would. So I moved like 10 feet into the room. Half of my movement would have been 30 left. Sorry, mm-hmm. My AC is 21.
Okay. Sorry, no, continue. You're with your movement?
No worries. So so I had 40 feet of movement. I moved 10 to get back into the room and up on her, I believe. It looks like 10. Could be 15. I think it might be 15. And so then that would leave me 25 movement. And then I grabbed them and went to me. So it would be half of 25 and 12. Mm-hmm. And then I'll use a bonus action to get an additional 20 feet of movement after it's already cut in half.
Yeah, which would be...
cutting action.
Which you'd then have basically a total of 30 movement after you grabbed her.
Okay.
Which means you can move 15.
Yes, you're correct. Okay, that'll do that. Okay. Well, no. I have 40 feet of movement. Cut in half is 20. Yeah, I already did the math.
Okay, got it.
So I basically just drag her out of the room. I can't like see what's in that other room. I'm trying to place myself and it's not letting me drag. Can you place me in the other room where the open door is?
You gotta open the door and then move your space or move thing through that door.
Okay. So I click it to open it. Oh, it is open. Okay, I see that it's open now. So yeah. I believe. Okay.
Dragging her out there.
Yeah, there we go. Beautiful. I want to leave room for my friends to come in and help kick her ass. Oh yeah, with my extra extra object interaction and the hand that was holding old boy, I'm going to shut the door.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
Nice.
I still want to do stuff in the room. Don't shut the door.
No, your door. Not your door.
The other one.
Oh.
He dragged it out with sincerity and sweet.
Okay, now, Satch, as you're running away, Clarg is able to hit you with a 21.
Can I?
Silvery barbs
that?
Sure. He rolled better, bitch.
He's gonna take the lower roll, right?
Yeah, and he rolled better. So
Satch is gonna take
your legs.
Satch will take the hit.
Satch, you take 16 points of magical slashing damage.
I'm gonna eat her face next turn to get some of that back. You said how much? 17?
16.
16.
Yep.
Yes. That is my turn completed.
Okay. Smee, you are up.
All right, Smee sees Satch with the spider.
Hold on a second. So I get to pick someone to get advantage on the next attack roll or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's no one else to see other in the room, is there?
Yeah. There's Gak and Loyalty, you can see.
I'll give Loyalty... Wait, who's next? Yeah, I'll give Gak the advantage on whatever he needs.
Nice. Okay, now okay. Smee, you're up.
So Smee sees the spider, Satch walking away with the spider. Spider looks pretty rotten, right? Like
you're pretty in a bad way, yeah.
Okay, so Smee is going to assume that Satch has that under control. She's going to wave to him as she walks away and going to open the door, come back into this room.
Okay.
Each of these squares are 5 feet, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And Smee is going to try, he's going to use the Infernal Crossbow on Mel, and she's going to specifically try for blindness, which, if she hits, all creatures within 20 feet must make a successful DC 17 dexterity saving throw or be blinded until the end of the next term.
All creatures. Okay. That's everybody in this room. Okay.
Oh, wait, no, that means my Sweet. People too?
Yeah, all creatures. You're basically shooting a flare.
But we have...
Like a flashbang.
But we have advantage. But we would have advantage on that with the that's circle true. And stuff like that.
And Loyalty's next to y'all, and it'd probably be okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so you've got that +4.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to try it.
Okay. All right, roll the hit.
Who are you attacking? Clark?
Mel.
Oh, okay.
Should I go for Clark? I mean, it doesn't really make a difference because they're both going to be in the range. Okay. 24
to hit. Yeah, that'll hit.
Boom.
Do 17 piercing damage. Ow! Well, goddamn! And then, con save, you said?
Dexterity save.
Dex, sorry. Blindness. Yep, creature that, and all other creatures. So you yourself are also going to have to make a save.
It's okay.
Well, goddamn, Melf is blind. Well, goddamn, I'm blind. I can't see.
Blind and deaf.
Yep.
And then Clark, Dex. Oh, he does not make it. Clark's blind too. Gundren, failed. So he is also blind. Okay, and then I need saves from Loyalty, Smee, Gak, and Titanius.
You said that was a con save?
A dexterity.
Dex save. And actually, hold on.
It's a dex save?
Yeah, dexterity saving throw.
23.
Loyalty passes. Smee, you 21. Yourself are... Smee, you look right into the flare as you shoot it out.
Excellent.
Yep.
21 for Titanius.
20, Titanius, you're fine.
20. Gak.
Gak, you're fine. So, yeah, see, it mostly worked out for you guys.
I'm glad if anyone was going to fail at least.
It was a self-inflicted wound.
A self-burn.
Did you roll a nat one? Is that what you did? I'll give you my inspiration. My player
okay.
inspiration.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah, she didn't make it with advantage.
Oh, yeah, I didn't do advantage.
Oh.
Because of the circle of power. All
right, okay, roll with advantage first before you... What's the DC?
14. 17.
Yeah, she still failed.
Plus four.
18. Yeah, she barely passes.
Loyalty's up.
Okay, she makes it. And you don't need to use your player inspiration.
Hey.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Well, Smee, you like... You see the flare coming out of the like lighting, and you're looking right at it, and you realize like, oh no, you don't look right at the barrel of the flare, and you look away and fire it, and you are not blinded.
Yay!
And see, now it affected everybody that you wanted it to affect.
It did. All right.
Anything else on your
turn? I'm done. The minus damage.
Okay. All right, Titanius, you are up.
All right. Is Clark blinded?
Clark is blind.
Okay.
I'm blind! Well, you can't hear him. Like, you can't hear him, but he's, like, clutching his... Like, he's still holding both of his battle axes, but, like, his eyes have gone milky white, and he's, like, clutching them, and, like, he's obviously screaming. But again, there's just no sound.
All right, I want to move... No. Stop. Get my guy. I'm going to move around back, and... Gundren's in a chair. Is he chained up or what?
He is chained to the wall on the ground.
Oh, chained up.
With real thick wrought iron chains and, like, really expensive-looking locks.
Sounds like a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. I was hoping I could grab him and take him out of the room, but that's not going to be possible.
If you pull hard enough, you can. It might damage... He might come as damaged goods, but if you just keep tugging, he'll come with you.
Right. I think instead I'm going to do... I'm going to cast Hold Monster on Clark.
Ooh, okay. What do I have to do for Clark? What kind of save is that?
DC 18.
Wisdom save. My boy Clark is a little wise. DC 18. Okay. He's got a plus 2. I rolled a 17. 19. He passes, baby. Clark, even though he's blind, just a little wise.
Yeah.
Unaffected. Thank God. I knew my boy Clark would come through. All right, anything else on your turn, Titanius?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and drop a... Is Gundren bleeding pretty bad? Does he look like he's near death?
I'll let you do a free medicine check.
Okay. 20. Dirty.
He's pretty well healthed up. Most of these wounds are just superficial. Mostly like just torturing. Pain. Yeah, painful stuff.
Painful wounds. Okay.
Yeah.
Action. Bonus action. Shoot. I don't know if I got bonus action. I suppose I could try and shove Melf, but that doesn't really do me any good. Can I do a cantrip if it's still one action? Or it has to be a bonus action, right?
What are you thinking?
I don't know, just firebolt or something. Maybe a sacred flame, I'm thinking.
No, I think that requires a full action.
Yeah. Shoot. I don't have anything else. I guess that's it.
I was going to say, I think that might be your turn.
I'm going to stand and protect... you know what? I'll do a hide. Can I do a hide?
Yeah. Roll me a stealth.
Considering everyone's blind?
Yeah.
Unless they have blind fighting. 22.
Okay. Noted. All right, moving on. Sincerity, your turn.
So Sincerity is going to... You said the black spider's looking pretty roughed up?
Yeah, real bad.
And everybody else is not. Sincerity is going to cast a 6th level sleep spell.
Okay. Roll that sleep damage.
I'm immune. That's the first time I've ever had to use that. I'm immune to magical sleep.
Let me link the sleep spell.
It affects the creatures with the lowest hit points first in a certain radius of wherever you place the spell.
Yeah, and I was going to do it where it would hopefully just affect like the group and the black spider, maybe Melf, but I'm trying to avoid these goblins and I'm trying to avoid Clark in there if I can.
Yep, easy enough. And your main target is the black spider?
Yeah. Well, okay. I figured they're probably going to be the lowest hit point target.
Uh-huh. And it looks like you did about...
85 points of sleep damage.
Satch, the black spider in your hands goes limp and starts... And just like asleep, just like dead asleep, not dead, but just like fully out. And you're outside of
how much
the
overflow
silence.
Was there?
Not much.
92 hit points.
You're good. Good.
And then Sincerity is going to object interaction. He's gonna pull out of his bag of holding. Let me look in my adventure materials. Let's see. He's going to pull out some chain and two sets of manacles and gonna make a little gag out of his Hollister t-shirt. Actually, no, he's saving that for later. He's just gonna make a little gag and, he can't actually do it because he just spent his action casting sleep, so he can't actually do all this, but he's gonna, you know, grab the stuff out of the bag of holding and, like, make eye contact with Satch. Like, you know what to do.
Okay. This edge knows.
Sidebar in the rares.
Yeah, we have a little sidebar in the rares.
All right, it is the black spider's turn. They are going to spend it peacefully sleeping.
I want to tell Satch, do not eat black
spiders. Do not eat.
These spiders are the poisonous.
No, we need to question Spider. Do not eat yet. Later. Save for dessert.
All right. Oh, and then Sincerity will also, like, he's gonna close this door again real quick, just so that nobody tries to wake up the spider or anything.
Okay. Good to know. Okay, you shut the door, and I want somebody, just one person, to roll me a d4.
I got a 2.
Looks like we got a 2. Okay, good to know. So, Sincerity, as soon as the door shuts behind you, or you shut the door behind you, object interaction, a lot happens in the next 6 seconds. It's almost like 18 seconds worth of things happen in the next 6 seconds. As you hear, well, you don't hear anything, because again, there's a goddamn silence in this room, so I can't verbally say anything, but everybody inside of this room, Loyalty, Gak, Smee, Titanius, you see Melf just start to, like, obviously cackle and laugh. Again, you can't hear him, but he's just like animated laughing. He pulls out his staff, which is a long water pipe, and he, like, blow torches one of his fingers, and he pulls out this, like, crystal clear shard of magic meth, and he loads it up in the bowl, and he does the whole thing, and, like, you see him just start to, like, shake and move with, like, incredible speed. And Melf, like, he cast the time stop spell, and so for the next three Melf gets to act for 3 rounds unimpeded. So Melf is going to cast Cone of Cold at a 6th level. And, oh my god, I don't know if you guys saw this Roll20's new measurement tool. You can do cones now.
Neat.
Right? So, let me figure out where Melf would go.
He can't cast Time Stop inside of silence.
Alright, well, maybe he's going to run outside of the silence.
Alright, fine. But he's blind.
he is blind. So actually, after he smokes his meth, like, he blindly, like, pats around for his meth, and he, like, hits it. He's such a drug addict, he knows how to do everything eyes closed. And then he, like, he casts Time Stop, and he runs out of the silence, so he can cast actual spells.
You can't cast Time Stop inside the silence. You'd have to cast it outside of the silence.
He did drugs, sir. It took the place of... This Time Stop was only material components.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. So he runs out of the Time Stop to cast his other spells, though. Okay, so a Cone of Cold is a 60-foot cone. It's a big cone.
Yes, the birds outside are going to be, like, real chilly.
Real frosty. Okay, I think that's going to get everybody in this room. Again, you do a stupid... you're going to make your saves at advantage because of Loyalty's stupid thing.
And with plus four.
Sorry, yeah, Sincerity's stupid thing. And Loyalty's stupid thing. Although, Titanius, I think you're too far away from Loyalty.
I'm 10 feet? Well, yeah. Okay, so either I'm close enough to get it, and I'm inside the silence, or I'm outside the silence and I'm too far to get it, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be outside the silence. How's that?
Okay. This will be 9d8. I'm just gonna use my dice roller, the online one, for this one.
I'll be inside the silence, because I was trying to protect Gundred from Clark. So
okay, so you'll get the benefit of Loyalty's aura.
Yep.
Okay. The DC is 17 in the Constitution save.
I'm gonna use my reaction to absorb elephants on that, right. So I'll be resistant to cold.
Bastard.
And what is it? A DC what?
DC 17 con save.
Who's making that save?
Everybody in this room. So
with advantage.
With advantage.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, the duality.
Oh my god.
I'd be resistant, so I'd take half of
inspiration.
Wait, hold on. You get to add
add 4, so 17.
So you make it.
So I make it. So I take no damage?
Yep. So everybody in this room... Hold on, Clarg. Clarg, con save. Clarg made it. But Clarg doesn't gain the benefit of your aura, does he, loyalty or sincerity?
No.
He does not.
Are you sure?
Oh.
I'm pretty sure. Let me go back up and read the spell.
Actually, if I'm time-stopped, I would not be able to do absorb elements.
That's so, right, you are time-stopped.
So I get that spell slot back, but I still take no damage because of the aura.
Yep, Clarg takes half damage, 18.
Cool.
Friendly creatures in the area, so it depends on how Clarg feels about me, I guess.
Clarg loves you. He loves all of you. He thinks you're all fairy friendly.
We did let him live one time, right?
Did.
No, technically he just ran away.
But you let him live by letting him run away. So.
Has he taken any actual hostile actions against us yet?
He hasn't really been able to.
Yeah. Clarg can benefit, I guess, until he's not a friend. And then he gets no protection.
It's fine. I'm just being petty because I hate this fucking aura. Especially when you're fighting a goddamn wizard. Okay. And you know what a wizard's primary form of attack is?
Is it saving throws?
Well, no, it's just magic-based. Yeah. So, like, yeah. Pretty much everything is a saving throw for me.
I do have to use a whole magical secret for it to pull from the cleric list.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, lightning bolt is a dexterity save. Just thinking. Okay. Got an idea. Melf is gonna come over here, object interaction, open the door, and then he is going to point at you, sincerity, right on the other side, and just magic missile the shit out of you.
With a verbal component?
He realizes he can't say anything, so he walks out of this door.
I'm gonna push him back inside.
You are time stopped, sir.
Okay, I guess.
He walks around you very carefully.
Terrain. It's difficult terrain.
Yep, he just has to use a little bit extra movement. But then he blasts you with magic missile. And then he's actually going to use it at a... Hold on, I use that 6th level slot. He's going to use that 5th level slot for magic missile. So there it starts with 3 darts, 4 darts, 5 darts.
Wait, he's time stopped, so I don't have reactions.
7 darts. So 1d4.
I'm 7.
I think it'd be 7d4 plus 7. Roll. Bladow. 24 points of magic missile damage. One of those. And make me a concentration check.
Wouldn't it be 7 concentration checks?
Hold on, let me read it. Darts all strike simultaneously.
Okay.
So just one.
Let me see here. Sorry, I'm doing health first. Leaving 24, and then a concentration.
And that was his first time stop. That was his second time stop round.
And that's gonna be a 22.
Yep. You save. Okay. And he only has one more round at the time stop before stuff starts going again. God damn. I really hate that spell.
It's good. It's a good spell.
Mm-hmm.
It's not infallible, but it's pretty good.
Pretty good for what it does. Yeah. Okay. Melf is gonna pull out another piece of magic meth and light up and take a hit out of his bong, and as he hits it and he exhales, you can see his body start to just like fade away into the smoke, and he is casting the teleport spell.
That's what I was hoping to prevent with the silence.
Get the fuck out of there. And Melf is skedaddled. Okay. And it is
over.
Yep, the time stop is over. And Gak, it is now your turn.
Where did the black spider go?
Satch pulled her out into the hallway. Forcibly.
I'm gonna jump on Clarg.
Like, to grapple?
Is he already grappled?
No.
No, I'm gonna beat his ass. He's resisting.
Alright, roll the hit.
23 hits.
Indeed.
37 points of damage. Plus radiant damage, too, right?
Yes, sir. A little bit of radiant damage.
Additional 8 points of radiant, so 35 points.
Hang on now. Only roll 1d4.
Oh.
Yeah, then it'll just be 41 points of damage.
Yeah, that's all right. That's a decent amount of damage. Clark is in the silence with you, and he looks angry.
I'm going to hit him again. Tell him to shut up.
Roll the hit. Well, you didn't hear anything. It's totally silent.
I say anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
Again, no, you don't hear yourself at all.
I think I miss with 14.
A 14 will miss.
All right, that's my turn.
Alrighty, Clark's turn. And you remember how I said he was really mad? Gets even madder. As he kind of like, he's like, you can see like the vein in his like temple start to like throb and pulse, and like his eyes visibly become in red and enraged. He's gonna reckless attack Gak. Gak does. Yes, sir.
So I was reading the time stop spell, and it ends if one of the actions you use during the period or an effect that you create affects a creature other than you or an object being worn or carried someone by someone other than you. So when he cast the magic missile on me on that second to last one,
mm-hmm.
That would have stopped the time stop effect. Mm. Could I try to counterspell his teleport?
Sure. Go for it.
Actually, would have ended when he cast Code of Cold.
Well...
because that affects other people too.
It actually didn't though.
Yeah. Did any of you get affected by that spell? Really? No, it was just Clark.
Oh, yeah. True. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, go ahead and try and counterspell teleport.
So I would have just used a third level counterspell probably. So it's going to be a just my charisma modifier plus my.
Proficiency,
right? Yeah, so plus 10.
Okay.
I'll just do a performance check since that's the same thing. 16.
Doesn't do it.
Player inspiration.
Okay.
I'm going to regret this.
27 on that one.
He's going to use his reaction to counterspell your counterspell.
I will use my reaction to cast... No, I can't. Well, did it end for everyone?
Time stop would have ended, yeah.
Let's see.
I really regret not reading that last part of time stop. And I would have gotten away with it too if he didn't fucking.
So he has to roll a d20 for the counter spell, correct?
Not necessarily. Why? What are you doing?
If he does, I can do a silvery barbs, and then he would have to take a lower one if he's trying to counter the d. If he has to roll a d20, then that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. He's actually going to use a third level spell, so it just automatically counters the counter spell. So there's technically no roll on that.
Yeah.
So, yep, Melf, unfortunately, does disappear. Hits that meth real good and just fades into the ether. And maybe next time he'll read his fucking ninth level spell a little bit better.
Sorry, just real quick. So when the time stop ended, he stopped getting extra turns and actions, correct? So would he even have an action to be able to cast teleport?
You know what? I'm just going to retcon.
I'm done.
It would be the end of his turn. It would be
hold
the end
on,
of his turn.
Hold on.
And then on the
hold
next
on.
Turn, he's casting the teleport.
Yeah,
for
hold
his,
on. Hold
the
on.
Turn where it's ended.
Hang on. I goofed. I've royally goofed, you guys. I'm going to own up to it. I didn't read that little bit of the spell until Sincerity brought it up to me. But Melf, having smoked the magic time meth many times, would have known that. So listen, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to retcon. We back up just a little bit, back to when Melf originally smoked the time meth.
Is that an action for time reversal? I'm kidding.
It's a DM power. time reverses. And just back to the start of Melf's turn, and he smokes the time meth and then just teleports out of there. Actually,
yeah.
Everybody make me a free perception check. Sincerity, you get your spells back, you get your health back. Clark gets that little bit of health that he got back from losing from the Kona Cold. Loyalty, Titanius, Satch, Smee, unfortunately you don't see it. You three notice that there is a small pile of shit that has been left behind in Melf's place.
I'm so glad I saw that.
Yeah, it looks like he used those extra time stops to take down his pants and just shit on the floor before he teleported out of there. Okay? So that's what actually happens, because Melf would have been smart enough to know that time stop stops when you affect other creatures.
Was the turd like stopped in midair? Just like floating there? And then he disappeared and then it just hits?
And then it... Yep.
just splatters everywhere.
Exactly.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Is that the representation of a delayed blast fireball he cast before casting teleport?
Yeah, it's a delayed blast shit bomb.
Okay.
Everybody's just gonna wing Satch anyway.
As he fades into nothing. Okay, that was Melf. It is now Clarg's turn. Clarg, angry at Gak. I don't think he swang yet, but he's gonna... Wait, I'm just gonna start his turn over. We got off track. Okay, Clarg's gonna swing his battle axes at Gak with reckless attack. Oh, that's a nat 20 for Clargy boy. Let's go ahead. So that's gonna be... Let's go ahead and get some more dice out of here. Hold on now. Okay. Oh, that's a 10, a 12, and 2 8s on the d12. So 16, 26, 38, plus 6.
I'm raging.
Okay, so that would be 44 halved to 22. Oh, actually, you're a zealot barbarian. You don't get resistance to to magical attacks, I don't believe. Right. So right. You actually take the full damage. Looks like these battle axes.
If it's slashing, like, barbarians take half damage from just the bludgeon piercing slashing aspect.
But isn't, if it's magical, it's not half?
That's for most creatures, but I don't think that's for raging.
You know what? I'll allow it. It's fine. But I swear to God, if I create a barbarian in one of y'all's tables, you don't honor this tradition, I'm gonna come for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, well, so you will take half damage, which would be 22 then, points of slashing. And that was the first attack. Second attack, still reckless. Oh, fell off the table. 18 plus 9 is 27. That's probably going to hit you, huh, Gak?
Yes.
Okay, and that would be 4.
You deducted 4 for reckless attack, too?
Hmm?
You used reckless attack, right?
Yes.
You deducted for that? Oh, never mind.
I get to roll with advantage for that. So, that would be a 20 points of slashing, halved to 10. And then final attack, 13. 16 plus 9 is 25. I'm sure that will hit you. 6 and 6 plus 6 is 666 is 18 points of slashing damage, halved to 9. And that's Clarg's turn. Yep, that's Clarg's turn. Loyalty, you're up.
I really didn't want to attack Clarg, but he's attacking our goblin, so I'm gonna run over, I guess right here, and try to hit him with my luck blade.
Alright, roll to hit.
32.
Not just 32. That's a nat 20.
Oh, yeah.
Beep, 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 beep.
Wah, wah, wah. What does that mean?
Well, you can either go with the damage that it auto-rolled for you, I think. Hold on, let me look at it.
You also get the 2d4 from your spell, and you can also choose to smite.
I would choose to smite, for sure.
Definitely want to smite on a crit, because then you get double damage on the smite.
Or you get double dice.
Well, yeah, whatever our crit roll, yeah.
Yeah. So,
I'm leaning smite. I do want to smite.
You let the Lord flow through your weapon is kind of what happens. And I believe it's upon a hit.
Practically, she's looking at the number of D8s she needs to roll.
You just slap a little, you know, head, shoulders, knees, and toes, send a little prayer up to the big man, and just let the smite flow.
And then I rolled 5D8. Oh, I got 21 both times.
Whoa, neat. Okay,
and
so...
And then my D4.
And then another D4.
Yeah, because the D4 also gets doubled.
Good one. Good hit. Yeah, roll one more D4. And you can count them all up. So let me... Nice.
Oh, I still have one more attack.
Okay, well, go ahead and roll the hit, and then I'm going to start adding all this up. That's what, 22... Oh, that 13 does not hit. But he reckless attack, so you can attack him with advantage, actually.
Oh!
So that's 22, 20, that 30 will hit. Okay, so 22, 28 plus 21 is 49 plus 21 is 70 plus 6 is 76 plus 14. Going for a run.
Is 90.
That's the most damage I've ever done.
Can you ping it from your...
I'm trying to make it dead. It's Friday.
Yeah, I thought I saw it.
Give me a
minute. Okay.
Love you. Okay, sorry about that. Jackie was going for a run. 90 points of damage. That's pretty... Yeah. Pretty good. He was not bleeding, but you, I think you sever a major artery at the very least, and he is gushing blood.
I'm sad about it.
Okay, yeah. And you can't hear him. He's screaming in pain, but again, you just cannot hear anything because of the silence.
That makes it a little better.
Okay, and top of the round, Satch. Or actually, sorry, Loyalty, you had anything else?
That's it.
Okay, top of the round, Satch.
Satch is going to object interaction. Okay, just a real quick question, Titanius. Was that a ring or a cloak that I gave you way back? That was a cloak. That was an invisibility thing.
It was a cloak. I traded you. I still have the ring. But I traded you for the cloak.
I snatch her cloak off. Set an object interaction.
That's fine. Yeah.
I snatch her cloak off. And then I will go ahead and, object interaction, pull out some rope.
Four manacles and...
Oh, the manacles, never mind. Would it be an object interaction to shackle her?
Yes, I would allow that.
Okay.
Because she's
unconscious and...
Yeah, Satch, you start digging in for all these ropes, and then you look up and you just see Sincerity, like, already holding, like, the stuff you need.
My two eyes were just looking at other different things, you know what I mean? I was just, I didn't see it. It was in my blind spots.
Yeah, rolling a survival or ahead. A sleight of hand with advantage to tie your knot.
So
if you're using the shackles, it's just a success.
It's manacles and chains.
Okay, I'll use the shackles. Yeah. I'll use
the manacles.
I'll use my action to go ahead and pull out my portable hole, put it on the ground. And then I'm gonna like put her in there, and then climb back out.
Just kick her into the hole. Like,
I don't have any more actions. I don't have any more actions, so I can't really close it. But I like look at Sincerity, and I think close the hole. Or I don't know. You don't have to use your action for that, but I'm just I can't do it. So get 2 minutes of air in there before she starts suffocating. That's my turn.
Okay, Smee, you are up.
Are we trying to kill Clark? Is he the only one left?
Yes,
take him out.
The only hostile in the room.
All right. Smee's going to go at him with her longsword.
All right. Roll the hit.
24.
Yep, that'll do it. 13 slashing.
Oh, you have an advantage because he's blind, I think.
No, it ended after his turn. Minus 13. Okay. Clark looking pretty bad.
Still alive?
Mm-hmm.
Smee's going to hit him again. Longsword.
All right. Roll the hit.
18.
18 just hits, and that does 9 slashing. Okay, he's still on his feet.
Yeah. All right, well, Smee's gonna let someone else take him out.
Don't you have 3 attacks, or do you get that next level?
I thought I only had 2, but I don't know for sure.
Warriors might get it at level 11, I think.
I thought they got it at 11.
Okay, then.
Hold on. Let me dig into. Let me look at your character sheet real quick.
I'm level 11.
Yeah. Smee of the world. Extra attack. Yeah, beginning at 11th level, you can attack 3 times instead of twice.
Oh, then Smee's gonna go again.
Alright, yeah, 2. Roll it.
Alright, long sword again. 20.
20. Does hit, but unfortunately your damage is just... It's gone down.
Yeah, for real.
Down. Unfortunately, yeah, you rolled a 1 on that d8. Bummer. Unfortunately, Clark is still alive.
That's it for me.
All right, Titanius, you're up.
I'll draw my rapier and I'll cast. Are we inside? He's inside the boot. The silence still. Can I let the silence drop?
Yeah, it's your silence, man.
Okay, I'll let the silence drop.
Mm-hmm.
And then cast Living Blade.
Okay.
I guess I could have used the other one, but never mind. I already cast it, so use the first one.
Well, you got to make a melee attack with it, and then I'll use that damage.
28.
Yeah, that'll hit for sure. For sure. And then it's a total of... Oh, it only takes that second damage if it moves, right?
Right. And I get sneak attack as well, so that's...
Okay, roll me that sneak attack damage. Oh, it is right there. That's 21 total.
Yep.
Okay.
Plus the booming blade.
How would you like to kill Clark?
I guess it just pierces his heart.
All right. He's right. Again. You let the.
I'm in the back, and I'm in the back, and it, like, the sword just comes straight out his chest.
Nice. So the like you all hear for the first time sound is,
I will kill every single one of you. I recognize you all. You were the ones that took my mistresses and my bugbearesses away from me. I will rip and tear.
And piercing through his heart is the tip of Titanius's blade, and he like looks down at it as just the soul leaves him, and he slumps down. Combat is over, and you all slowly, one by one, gather around Satch's portable hole, and you look down inside it, and you see an unconscious, sleeping black spider, and that is where we are going to end tonight on Herding Dragons.
It puts the lotion on its skin, or it gets the decanter of endless water again.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Now I want a decanter.
Good job. I don't know. I thought you were just going to murder all of them. The putting the black spider to sleep was pretty nice.
I think that was the highest level spell slot I've ever used.
For sleep.
I was really trying to prevent
that. It made
me
a little drowsy.
I was really trying to prevent that teleport. I didn't think about time stop, but...
Yeah, we're getting in the big leagues.
But wizard silence, that really messes up a lot of the spells that can't cast.
Yeah, really does. And it also helps if the wizard DM reads the full 9th level spell description.
I do it all the time, dude. Yeah. I'm so terrible.
All right, well... we'll see y'all next week. Good game.
Good.
GG.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you.
Good times.
Bye.